And I think it was a big rebound. We definitely needed to come up with one. Being that I had missed the last three that I got my head on, I was definitely due for one. What better moment to get it in?
The game got really aggressive at some points. Can you talk to me about the intensity playing here?
It was great intensity. That's pretty much the norm now, with everybody we play against. Obviously, we knew it would be a tough game coming here. That's a very good basketball club. Guys who have been together for about, three or four years now. Some guys even longer. So we knew it would be a tough game. They definitely picked their intensity up. We went up 11 in the third quarter. We started turning the ball on. Kind of gave them life. That's where we got to take care of the ball and make sound decisions.
Were you surprised that it was as close as it was, particularly at the end?
No, not at all. I think everybody's gotten used to us beating teams by 20, and then we have a close game. We're not surprised. We know that that's going to happen throughout the course of the season, but I think we responded well.
I'm still on that rebound. I mean, people were asking me, how did you do it? People were like, Gobert was hanging over you. How did you get it?
I think at the end of the day, it boils down to who wants it. I had a pretty good position for a minute on favors, and then Gobert came flying out of nowhere. And I guess I just wanted the ball a little more.
I just have one more rebound question.
Can you talk to me about how what happened was between you and Gordon Hayward?
Nothing. I grabbed him so it wouldn't be a continuation, and he flared up, and we had a little few words, but at the end of the day, I actually played against Gordon in college, so he's a guy I had to share for the way he approached the game, the way he played the game hard each and every night.
Would you say this was one of your hardest games you played in the last 19?
One of. Yes. Maybe not the hardest, but definitely one of.
Drake, can you talk about, just the job you guys, you got Ian coming off the bench in the first half, hitting four threes. I mean, just, the overall depth and, guys coming off the bench and contributing.
Ian was huge. I don't know if that was sparked by them not wanting him, as we say. But he was huge. He got open shots and he knocked him down. And a critical moment for us where the game was kind of tied up. We were up two and all of a sudden, he hit a four big threes, and that was humongous, But he's a professional. He works every day, goes hard every day, and whenever his number's called this year, he's been ready. And you got to give him a lot of credit for that. He's continuing to earn himself more and more minutes, especially shooting the ball like that.